Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
We're speaking to Barry Manning after his reappointment as chair of the Irish Payments Council. Good morning, Barry.
Morning, Tom.
Barry, apart from being chair of the Irish Payments Council, you're head of transactional banking with Danske Bank.
Correct.
And so there are a few people who know more about payments and instant payments than you do. So let me ask, back in 2017, when Revolut had only 30,000 customers, all the Irish banks, AIB, Bank of Ireland, Irish Life and Permanent, Ulster Bank, which is no longer in the market, got together and said, we're going to have our own instant payment solution. That was 8 years ago and we're still waiting for it. What's the story?
Yeah, well, very much on the back of a regulation that was published last year at a European level, which was called the Instant Payments Regulation. It in effect mandated banks to be in a position to send and receive instant payments in 2025.
Okay.
And what that was born out of is instant payments is around for quite some time at a scheme level within the SEPA scheme, as we call it, a single euro payments area. There's always, for the last 4 or 5 years, there's been the ability to process SEPA instant payments. But the take-up across the banking sector across Europe wasn't as large as Europe wanted, so hence why they brought out this regulation to effect in effect mandate banks to be in that position to be able to send and receive instant payments.
Okay, and so under that legislation there were two deadlines. Let's talk about those. The first was back in January 9th of this year, when banks were mandated to be able to receive instant payments.
Yes.
Did the Irish banks make that deadline?
They did indeed, yes. Yeah, through a kind of a very, very large project across the banking sector, which is continuing obviously because we have a second deadline obviously in October, but the first deadline in January was met. So from that date, Irish banks and credit unions could receive instant payments. So where both parties within the transaction have to be able to send and receive. So okay. in the case of, you mentioned Revolut support instant payments out of Revolut also. So when you sent a payment from Revolut, say after January, and you sent it to an AIB account or a Bank of Ireland account, that would have been received within a matter of seconds. The rule is 10 seconds, but in reality it's much, much quicker.
Okay, so that's fine. But in Revolut, it works because when I send my son 20 euros in order to have a haircut, he also is able to receive instant payments.
Correct.
Because he has a Revolut account. Under the SEPA legislation, Irish banks are mandated to be able not only receive, but to send loud customers to send instant payments by October of this year. Are the Irish banks going to meet that deadline?
Yes, by October 9th, Irish banks and credit unions will allow customers to send instant SEPA payments.
Okay, fantastic. So this must be what's keeping you fairly busy.
Yes, correct. The whole industry, to be fair, it's the number one priority right now is to hit that deadline. And the instant payments regulation was kind of interesting in that it's called the instant payments regulation, but it actually dealt with a couple of other elements of payments that brought into play new approaches to how we handle fraud. For example, there's a verification of payee service was built into the regulation that banks have to introduce come October also. And that's a process that allows the sender of a payment to check whether the IBAN and the name that they're sending it to actually match with the other bank. So as you're creating this transaction, your bank system will call the other bank effectively and say, does the name and IBAN actually match? And you'll get a response back to say, yes, it matches, or no, it doesn't match, or actually it kind of matches and here's what the actual name is. So it allows the consumer then to make that decision to say, actually, do I want to go ahead with this transaction or do I want to abandon it and maybe just check the details to make sure I have the right information?
I imagine I'm much the same as many listeners out there in that I use one of traditional banks for most of my banking, for my direct debits and my wages are paid into that traditional bank account, but then I transfer money from that into Revolut,
yeah,
in order to facilitate instant banking. But from October, I'll be able to send and receive instant payments without having to use Revolut.
Yeah, so if you want to send, if you're with Bank A, for example, and you want to go to Bank B, correct. Once you have the IBAN and it's in euro, you'll be able to make that transaction 24/7, 365 over the weekend. It'll go through. As I said, the rule is within 10 seconds, but we certainly expect that transaction to be executed much, much quicker than that.
Okay. Now, leaving aside banks, and that's good news for consumers, but leaving aside the banks and consumers, this obviously also impacts companies. Now, I read that back in October, Danske Bank, your bank, wrote to the Minister for Finance and said there's very little interest in the take-up for instant payments from companies. Is that still the case?
Yeah, well, we deal more so in the large corporate institutional sector, and when we've spoken to customers about this, it's probably just a wait and see approach initially. You know, it's a brand new scheme in terms of at least Ireland. It does require some work on the customer side to, you know, especially when you're doing batches and bulks of payments, you have to do some IT kind of reprogramming to make sure you're able to send those transactions in that way. So, you know, we expect more so across the industry that it won't be. And plus, you have to remember, it's an opt-in. So by default, banks can't just decide to say, we're going to send everything out by instant and we won't use the oil rails anymore. The actual customer, whether that be a business or a consumer, actually has to make the choice to use that payment type. And right now, you know, certainly from the business side, you know, we just don't see that kind of demand just there right now. Payments are you know, from a corporate perspective, there's actually... there's a risk element to you know, processing transactions by instant. Corporates like the idea that, okay, my payment's a bit slower and there's an error, or, you know, there's a potential fraud. We have the ability to recall that and claim it back. So with that risk hat on, we don't necessarily see a huge shift towards instant payments at the outset. But over time, we expect that to evolve.
But presumably, there are systems in place to mitigate that risk, to manage that risk, so as to facilitate the instant payment. It seems strange that once we consumers get used to instant payments, that companies wouldn't be able to accommodate the same kind of speed of transaction.
Yeah, well, likewise, they will also have access to this verification of payee service. So they'll also be able to perform those checks. And that should give them the confidence if they do decide to switch to instant payments, that by doing so, they're not going to incur any additional risks, at least when it comes to areas such as fraud.
Okay. Barry Manning, congratulations on your reappointment as Chair of the Irish Payments Council.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.